The Supreme Court is making news after announcing they will decide whether laws passed in Texas and Florida can restrict social media companies from removing certain political posts or accounts. Let's break it all down now, find out what it means. Digital strategist Scott Kleinberg joining us. Free speech, social media, this is a big deal, isn't it, Scott?
It is. Good morning, Bob. And it's really hard to stress how big of a deal it is. In the most simple terms, social media companies say they have a right to moderate content on their platforms as they see fit. On the other hand, there are conservatives on one side of the aisle that allege that tech companies are censoring their viewpoints and are doing so illegally. And we've been hearing that back and forth for a long time, and it hit a fever pitch when platforms banned Donald Trump after January 6th.
But we knew this was coming, right, because of some earlier decisions?
Yes, yes, that's right. The court's decision to hear the cases was not surprising to anyone. So there are two cases here, one from Florida, one from Texas. Both sides in both cases had urged the justices to take the case because there's a clear conflict between the two federal appeals courts. It's a little bit confusing, but stay with me here. A divided panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit upheld the Texas law, barring companies from removing posts based on political ideology. But on the other hand, a unanimous panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, went the other way, saying that a similar Florida law violated constitutional protections for tech companies that don't want to host views on their platforms they find hateful, divisive, or false. So they are actually the opposite, and the tech industry argues that laws in Florida and Texas violate the First Amendment.
It's like night and day. People's beliefs are all over the map, politics, health, and the list goes on and on, doesn't it?
And Bob, when you really look at it through that lens, that's where the magnitude becomes so much clearer. Think of any conversation you've had with someone where you disagree with each other's viewpoint, okay? One side has the right to remove your opinion, and the other side doesn't like that. Who's right?
But it is so much more than that. I mean, for example, you have the vaccine misinformation or things that we know are blatantly untrue.
And that is where the waters get so murky, Bob. The people who say they have a right to post whatever they want and not be censored think that their rights are being violated when this content is removed. Social media companies say they owe it to the public to keep misinformation and disinformation off their platform. But going back to what we said before about differing opinions, someone always ends up leaving the table very unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, isn't the horse out of the barn on all these platforms already? I mean, how can you do something now?
And how do you do something now and get anybody on any side to say, oh, okay, that's a fair decision? You know, that's just not going to happen.
Now, we've talked about Section 230. It is the reason social media rules are what they are today. Talk a little bit about what 230 is.
Yeah, sure, sure. So it's the reason for the internet being the way it is, not just social media, although that's a huge part of it. Section 230 consists of 26 words inside the Communications Decency Act of 1996. It says no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information contact provider. So when I try to explain it, I do it like this. I say you can sue a newspaper publisher for libel if you think you were wronged and your case meets the legal definition. But you can't sue Facebook if someone posts something about you on the platform. The 26 words say the provider of the service is not the publisher, so they can post whatever they want, which is why people can say whatever they want. Plus, and this is a big plus in this context, it allows social platforms to moderate their services by removing posts that, let's say, for instance, they're obscene or they violate the service's own standards, as long as they're acting in, quote, good faith. So that's why social media companies could decide to ban Donald Trump after January 6th post, and it's the same reason why there's such a political split. If one side says social media is safer with such rules, the other side says companies are controlling free speech.
You know, this makes me just hope and pray that our lawmakers get ahead of this artificial intelligence before it's too late. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. I'm hopeful too, Bob.
Continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, we're talking about Section 230. It is dated, isn't it, Scott? It goes back to 1996.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. It is part of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. So those 26 words we spoke about before, they're written for an internet that was brand new and is now nearing 30 years old. The internet of then is definitely not the internet of now. It's not even close.
And that brings us right back to what the Supreme Court will decide.
That's exactly right. There are differing opinions as to how the First Amendment applies to big social media companies. And even though these cases are not directly about Section 230, it always looms large over what we're talking about, because that's where content moderation policies really began.
And this is going to be a big deal for everyone, right? Whatever the Supreme Court decides.
It's so big, Bob, and sure, there's a lot at stake for the companies and how they can react to content on their platforms. But these days, when we think about elections and health, and we almost immediately think about social media. On one side, you have the Post with the very real potential to amplify disinformation or hate speech. And then there's the other side, people who say it's equally as dangerous to silence one side of the conversation. And more specifically, the outcry is when a social media company says it has the right to decide what's disinformation and what's opinion. And that's where 230 loops back into play. Because remember what we said earlier, it allows social media companies to moderate their services as they see fit, as long as they're operating in, quote, good faith. Mm-hmm. I think the definition of good faith really depends on who you're asking.
And this hasn't happened yet, but reading between the lines, a lot stands to happen, right?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, right now, the rules as to what stays and what goes is very murky. In the future, a social media company could be required, for example, to explain a ban or be very specific about content they're moderating. That's something I think the companies tried to do after banning Donald Trump. But personally, I don't think people wanted to hear it because their minds were already made up. If nothing else, a ruling here, no matter which way it goes, it'll at least set up some sort of structure that will be applied equally across the board. Now, will it lead to harmony? That's wishful thinking. But structure is a good place to start. And at the end of the day, Bob, depending on how it's decided, I think overall the content we see on social media could look a lot different than it does right now.
Yeah, and heading into the heat of the political season, you're going to hear a lot more about this, and there are going to be many more arguments on both sides of this, aren't there?
Oh, it's going to be a fascinating season for sure.
Fascinating. Well, that's one way to describe it.
Yes.
Now to the Genius Bar, and a question about smartphone, iPhone storage. I got a message the other day about it was an offer to buy more storage space on the iCloud, and I forgot how you go into your phone in the settings, and there's a way you can go in there and get rid of a lot of stuff taking up a lot of space. What can you tell us about all of this?
You can go into a place to get rid of a lot of space. If you go to your settings menu on an iPhone, and I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's something, it may actually be iPhone storage.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on iPhone storage and you have something that's taking up an amazing amount of space, you'll get a note at the top saying, these are some recommendations for you to save space. Sounds like in your case, one of those may be photos. For some people, it's the attachments in messages. Sometimes those are too big. So once that pops up, that's where you can go to change those settings. And at the same time, you can go into your iCloud settings and you can buy more storage if that's what you want to do.
Now, when you have your phone plugged in overnight, isn't that supposed to be the way that you get everything backed up in the cloud?
As long as your settings are on correctly on your settings menu, I believe those are the settings by default because that's what mine does, and I haven't done anything special for that. Yes, whenever your phone is on Wi-Fi and charging and above, I think the 50% rule applies. It has to be above 50%, or even if it doesn't, as long as you do it overnight, yes, that is exactly when that stuff is supposed to happen.
Scott Kleinberg, we'll meet again next week. Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. You too. Take care.